ברית מילה לצווה שמחה.
שמה?
תגיד יונתן מה שאמרתי.
שמה?
שקוראים שם לילדה, היה המנהג, כל האנשים היו הולכים הבית של התינוק, תינוקת, שרים, שרים עד הבית הכנסת, בדיוק כמו ברית מילה, יש לזה כזה כוח. תשמע מה שאמרתי, זה כוח כמו ברית מילה. אם זה כתוב, תגיד את זה כתוב בפרישה בטור. כן, אנשים חושבים סתם, נולדה בת, קידוש, עושים טובה לקידוש.
לא, בארץ עושים בריתה.
כן, אבל זה, אני אומר, יש לזה, הבריתה יש לזה מקור, יש לזה מקור, זה לא צחוק. איפה זה כתוב? תגיד להם, זה כתוב בטור, בפרישה. שאלו אותך, מה זה? תגיד, כתוב בטור, בפרישה. שכחתי להביא את הסיפור.
מה אתה שואל?
Last week, I wasn't here, right?
כן.
No.
Last week you weren't here, it was a rain.
It was dark.
Right.
I didn't have your number. Give me your phone number.
I was in Israel. I spoke to the rabbi. He said, tell the rabbi.
Yes. Well,
the Friday is
Star. I'll call you in Israel.
Five, six, four.
So you read
it on place,
or should I? Five, five, two? Yeah. Kimsey. Okay. Send me back a text.
Okay.
Okay. Hello. Al Mugdam, 7:48, ma'am, you would. 7:48, מה יש למעלה? איך אני יודע מתי לגמור?
הוא יגיד.
לא מסתדר. בדיוק למישהו. את חג המצות תשמור. לתורה קורז נראה לי זה יצקה מגב חג המצות. The holiday of the matzot. The holiday of the matzot would be up to me. I would call it Independence Day, Redemption Day, or
liberation.
Yeah. And we call it Chag HaPesach. The Torah also calls it. Pesach, Chag. So Chag HaMatzot. Chag HaMatzot, so important to say Chag HaMatzot. And of course in Tfilah, in Birkat HaMazon, Yaleh V'yavor, Yitam Hashem Yekim Abayit, Chag HaMatzot Hazmeh, Chag HaMatzot Hazeh, Zman Chirut Henu. It's a simple explanation, of course, what it means. Zman Chirut Henu means we were free. So why you call it Chag HaMatzot? You don't call it Chag HaMatzot. The same sentence, you say Chag HaMatzot, you say it's the time we got free. So it's not Chag HaMatzot. It's the holiday of freedom. Not the holiday of the Matzot. This is a very special thing about the Matzot. Interesting the way the Torah tells us. The Torah says, Ushmatem et HaMatzot. is a special mitzvah to watch over the matzah. It means like this. The same way that we make bread is the same way we have matzot. Flour and water. The difference is between matzah and bread is the dough that we make, we don't let it rise. So after 18 minutes, the dough stays, like we call sweet. After 18 minutes, it's called chametz, from the word sour, chametz. So it's really the same ingredients. Between matzah and bread is the same thing. Thank you very much. So if Hashem tells us to eat matzot, so of course, the way Hashem tells us everything, so this we know. Matzah, what does it mean, matzah? Matzah means you take flour and you mix water in with the flour and make sure that 18 minutes don't pass. And this we have matzah. Then you put it in the oven, and it's within 18 minutes, it's matzah. If after 18 minutes the water were mixed with the flour, it becomes chametz. Here comes the Torah and says, special mitzvah. Ushmatem, watch over the matzot. Watch it. You have to watch it. You have to watch it. Otherwise, it's not a matzah. Lo chachamim said, well, according to some rishonim, not only when you bake it, you have to watch the wheat, the grain. They go harvest in Eretz Israel a week after Pesach. They go harvest wheat for the next year Pesach. They make sure there's no rain on it. Then after you harvest it, you grind it, and then you store in special storage houses, storage places with air conditioning, with fans, that the sack, the flowers inside should not sweat. So the Chachamim say, you know, that's the Torah says, Ushmartem et ha-matzot, watch from the beginning. From the time of harvesting, you watch. Watch the whole time. The big rabbis, they go on the tractors and they watch. They watch, make sure there's no water. But after you harvest it, if there's water on it, might become chametz, depends how much water, of course. Special mitzvah, the matzah. It's mostly significant. The Torah says, this particular thing, you have to watch it. There's another halakha, that the day before Pesach, you are not allowed to have matzah. In this year, Pesach is Monday night. As of Sunday night, you can't have matzah. Can't have matzah. I can have matzah. What's the problem exactly? Why can't have matzah? It's halacha. Some people have a custom, like Rosh Chodesh, some people have a week before. Purim, some people have. Month before. So what is the problem exactly? How come you can't have matzah the day before? What's the problem? It's kasher Pesach, it's the day before Pesach, I can't have bread anymore. So I'm hungry, I want to have matzah, I can't have matzah. Any other holiday? You want to sit in the sukkah and you want to eat something in the sukkah before Sukkot. You're allowed to. It's not Sukkot yet. You don't say bracha on it. You eat in the sukkah. Nothing wrong with this. You like to sit in the sukkah. It was so too hot in the house. You don't go outside. You sit in the sukkah. It's permitted. Matzah you cannot have a day before Pesach. The day before Pesach, no matzah. The Yerushalmi said, Chas Shalom to have it. According to some Chachamim, even though we start the Leil HaSeder with the matzah, and we eat the matzah, but the main matzah is the last piece of matzah, what we call Afikoman. It's very important, Afikoman. Says Shulchan Aruch, says the Mefarshim, you know, the last piece of the Leil HaSeder, of the food that you eat should be a piece of matzah. I recommend you have to have 27 grams. The halacha is that you have to be a little bit hungry. The halacha is if you're not hungry at all, you have to have either half a round matzah this is your custom, or full square matzah. If they have, you have to have that size three times, when you wash your hands for the meal, and you first call the first kazai, the first size of matzah that you have to have by itself, you can't have anything with it. 27 grams of matzah. Either half a round matzah, excuse me, or full square matzah. This is the first time you eat matzah. Then the second time you eat matzah is you have to make like a sandwich together with the maror. The third time you have to have matzah, it's called afikoman. It's after you finish the meal. You can't have anything after what we have, what you're going to have. When you're going to have afikoman. What's afikoman? Every person has to have, again, either half a round matzah or a full square matzah. You have to lean on your left side and you have to eat it. And according to some Rishonim, this is really the mitzvah of the matzah, even though we ate the matzah in the beginning. But this is just introduction of the matzah. The real mitzvah is the last piece of matzah. After that, maybe you're allowed to drink tea. Food? No. Can't have nothing afterwards. Can't have anything afterwards. What's the problem? I said we want the taste of matzah to stay in your mouth. What does that mean? What does that mean? I can't have it. What does that mean? What do you mean I can't have? I want to have a fruit. I'm still hungry, something. Mr. Shulchan Aruch, listen. Afikoman, the piece of matzah, the last is the most important one. The Chachamim say, but you have to have it while you're a little bit hungry. If after a person finished the meal completely, he's full to the top. Now comes the Afikoman, he wants to force himself to swallow Afikoman. That's called Achila Gasa, that's called not eating. It's called forcing yourself. You don't do the mitzvah. Now you do the mitzvah, you did the sin. It's called Baltashchit, you wasted the matzah. Chacham and Abba Rosho says Shulchan Aruch, says the person has to know. When you start eating, the night of Pesach, you should not fill up his stomach with all the good food his wife or his mother or his mother-in-law made, because it's going to come to Afikoman. He's not hungry anymore. Not hungry at all? I can't have nothing. But I'm going to force myself to have Afikoman. You missed the whole idea of Pesach. Might be, says the Rishonim, according to some Chachamim, the last piece of matzah at the end of the meal is that matzah that Hashem meant you should eat on Pesach, and you have to eat it while you're a little bit hungry. Not very hungry, a little bit hungry. A little bit hungry. If you're not hungry at all, you missed. You can't take it like a small piece of matzah, a crumb, afikoman. The one that makes the seder, he has a piece of afikoman, should give you a little piece from his afikoman, and then you have to take for yourself either a full square matzah or a round matzah, eat it while you're leaning on the left side. It says this is the mitzvah of matzah. And you can't have anything afterwards. You can't have anything. Because you should go to sleep, you should have the taste. What taste of matzah? After you drink two cups of wine anyway. What taste of matzah in my mouth? I don't taste of matzah in my mouth. The major question. This is the halacha. You can't have anything. Some people say maybe tea. Some people say not even tea, just water. Just wine. Two cups of wine, not more than two cups of wine. It's one after Birkat Hamazon and one we just, you know, at the end of the seder, and then maybe water. You can't have anything. It's how important it is, the matzah. But again, what is this? Comes the Agada and quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the statement of Gamliel Omer. Gamliel says, Kol shlomar shlosha dvarim lepesach v'etad dechobato v'en pesach matzah maror. It's the halacha. This is the Rambam Mishchan Aruch. The halacha is that the Agada that you say, you might skip certain paragraphs. You miss certain paragraphs. You miss it. Doesn't matter. But one paragraph is crucial for men and ladies. He didn't say that. Lo yatzai dechobato. He did not fulfill the mitzvah. There's two opinions of the Hamud Chachamim. Which mitzvah you did not fulfill? One opinion means, it means you did not say the Haggadah, even though you sang Dayenu and you sang Yishamda, and you said all things. If the following part of the Haggadah you won't say, it means you didn't say the Haggadah. Some Chachamim say, no, doesn't mean didn't say the Agadah, means didn't do the mitzvah of matzah. Means you went and you bought yourself matzah and you prepared the Leila Seder, you sit down, and that paragraph you forgot to say. You forgot to say the paragraph, you ate the matzah, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. Means you didn't know really why we're having matzah. Leila says, I want you to know why you're having matzah. Why are you having matzah on Pesach? I said, you know how important it is. He says, Hashem gave us a mitzvah of matzah. Comes the Zohar and says, don't underestimate this mitzvah. Don't think matzah is just eat it. Matzah heals a person. The Zohar says it's called the medicine matzah. If you eat matzah, matzah has a power to heal the person. Matzah has a power to convince a person if he has some doubts about his religion. Matzah has a tremendous power to release people from their problem, especially the Afikoman. A tremendous power. It says in all the books. Tremendous man. It says in Mamir, and I want to tell you the secret of the matzah, and you know why you're having matzah on Pesach. So why are you having matzah on Pesach? It says, matzah zu shadochi mashuma, you have to pick up the matzah. And you say, matzah zu, this matzah that I eat on Pesach, Hashuma, why do I eat it? Hashum, shelo yispik betzekam shel abotenu leachmitz. It says, actually, the story goes like this. Hashem told us in Egypt already that before we're going to leave, we're going to slaughter a sheep, and we're going to have a piece, 27 gram, of roasted, has to be roasted, sheep or goat, Korban Pesach, and then we have to have matzah and maror. So, Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, baked matzah, mixed flour with water, took some parts of the dough and made it to matzot, they left the part they didn't use on the table. They did it the night that we're supposed to leave in the following morning, and the night before we did it. We baked the matzah. Maybe they baked even a little bit during the day, in the afternoon. Anyway, everybody mixed flour with water, everybody made matzah, and they had a leftover dough. Leftover dough, they left it over there. In the morning, we left Egypt. We left Egypt in the morning. From the time in Israel, said we took the dough, we put the dough on our head. And the sun baked it. And it became matzah. Therefore, the night of Pesach, we eat matzah. If you don't say this sentence, you don't have this in mind, say the Mishnah, in Masech HaPesachim, says Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, say in the Haggadah, Rabban Gamliel Omer. If you did not say that, it means you did not have this in mind. You did not say that you're having matzah. Of the night, because something happened in the morning when we left Egypt, we did not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. You can eat matzah. The mitzvah that Hashem gave us to eat matzah at night is only one condition, that you have to know why you're having it. You don't have to know why you're shaking lulav. You don't have to know why you're blowing shofar. You don't have to know. But you have to know why you're having matzah. So what's the reason? It says that we had the leftover dough. And the dough did not become chametz after so many hours. Should it become sour? Chametz? No. We put it in our head, the sun baked it, it became matzah on our head. Okay. And then what? And we went out of Egypt. Shenemar. We have put a batzeka, she tim sam kilo chametz, ki gorshu me mitzrayim, gam tzidah lo asu lahem. We yachlo litmame, gam tzidah lo asu lahem. We left Egypt. We don't say that. You didn't do the mitzvah of Pesach. You didn't do the mitzvah. You ate the matzah for nothing. The whole thing was, you went shopping for matzah, you ate matzah, it's nothing. If you did not say that sentence in the Haggadah, some Chachamim say, it means you ate the matzah for nothing. You didn't do the mitzvah of matzah. What is really the sentence mean? What does that sentence exactly mean? What does it mean? That I have to know it, that's what happened in the matzah. In the Haggadah, and we made Agada, we don't know who made Agada. We assume, but there's no information. How do we get the Agada in our hands? Who made it? Who wrote it? Don't know. In time of the Gemara, they didn't have the Agada. a part of the Haggadah. There's no information they had it. Later on, years later, the Gaonim already started. Hambam. I don't know who made it. Whoever made it in a very special way. Some of the Haggadah, he took sentences from the Torah and took them apart and explained it. And one of the sentences, it's in Sefer Dvarim, Parashat Kitavo, somebody brings Bikurim to Bet HaMikdash, he has to read from a text. He brings the fruits to Bet HaMikdash, he's going to give it to the Kohen, and he says, listen, I want to tell you something. He says, why are you tell me? I want to tell you, once upon a time, my great-grandfather, Yaakov, went down to Egypt, and we went down to Egypt, and we suffered so much, and they gave us such a hard time. And like HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and took us out of Egypt. And the sentence reads, V'yotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim B'yad Chazaka, with a strong hand. So Yad Chazaka, what is this? The Gemara said it's Hadevil, Devil. It means it's the plague that all the animals die. With Zroa Netuya, stretch arm, the Acherev, whatever it means. Of Moraim Gdolim, with big miracles. Says the Gemara, we say in the Haggadah, this call, Hashem revealed himself to us. Hashem revealed himself. Ve'otot ze amate, the stick, muftim ze hadam, the blood. That's the sentence reads, and that's what the Chachamim explained. We read the text. Somebody says, what happened in Egypt? What happened in Egypt? Hashem took us out of Egypt. He says, how? He hit the Egyptians and he revealed himself. The question is, what do you mean Hashem revealed himself? How did he reveal himself? Comes the Haggadah and says, I tell you a secret. You know the secret of the matzah. But the Zohar, what Ari says, the kavanot that the person should have. He says, you know, it's very strange. We took dough out of Egypt. And the dough never became chametz. The sun baked it became matzah. He says, you know what happened? He says, we all left Egypt. And for the next 30 days, amazing, millions of people left Egypt. What did they eat in the next 30 days? There was no man. Man was a month later. But we just left Egypt. Talking about millions of people, children, small children. What actually did we eat? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what we ate. Says that dough that was baked on our head, that dough was enough, sufficient for 61 meals. 61. In the morning we took some crumbs. In the evening we took some crumbs. The whole nation, can you imagine millions of people? Millions of people. What did you eat 30 days in the desert? You ate nothing. What did you eat? From their dough. It was left of a dough. And the sun baked the dough. From this, we ate. It says, it's amazing. Each one didn't have the same amount of dough as his friend, even if he would have. But to make so-called matzah should be sufficient for 30 days. The whole nation. Nobody went shopping. Didn't have to buy food. Have to look on the date when this food was made. Return it. It's not fresh. No problem. Nothing. Ladies didn't have to go shopping. Bring home food. Nothing. What did you eat? All the people, the whole nation, amazing. Each one had a certain amount of dough on his head. Not everybody has the same. I said, it was enough. So after 1 month, the Nakat people started to give us money. He says, what's the secret in it? He says, Haggadah. Haggadah says, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. Had shenigla aleim melech malachei ha-machim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a blessing, ochel me'at, mitbarech be'me'av. It's a special blessing. If you eat a little bit, says the Torah,
enough.
Then you have no blood pressure, no cholesterol. When you bypass, you don't have to go to the dentist. The Rambam says, if you give yourself to eat the same way you give your horse, you never get sick. Just eat strong. It doesn't need vitamin B, not B16, B17, B6, A1, C1, vitamin C, vitamin D, missing D, nothing. all the things that you're missing in the system is because the food we eat. If you can eat, the Rambam says, like the horse, then it's a horse in the emergency room. It doesn't feel well, with high blood pressure. I need nothing. Straw. Straw and water. This is matzah. Flour and water. Finished. If that's what you eat all your life, never gonna get sick. You need fruits and vegetables and no vitamin A, not B, not C, not D. Nothing. Nothing. Don't need nothing. He says, how do you know? Here, look what happened. We came out of Egypt. For 30 days, that's what we ate. A crumb in the morning, a crumb in the afternoon. The whole nation, millions of people, happy, nothing. They come to Moshe, they say, hey, Moshe, what's going on? Moshe, we're tired, we want to have a tuna fish. We want to have something, a fish. That, nothing. When the complaint started, when the man came. The man came and said, oh, no, we want fish. We want zachanu tadaga. We want meat. We want meat. Said, what happened? The first 30 days, what happened? Nothing, no complaint. How come? Because the first 30 days they had matzah. Matzah means the Shekhinah is inside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside the matzah. The matzah is like electric wire that connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. It's called Moraim Gdolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, we say, with big miracles. Very big miracle. This was the biggest miracle, the matzah. The biggest. Fed a nation of millions of people with certain amount of dough, that each one had different dough. It's amazing. It finished. Everybody finished the dough in the same day. It's amazing. Amazing. One person had 5 pounds of dough. Another said 10 pounds. Another said 3 pounds. 1 pound. You don't know. There's no information. Everybody had leftover dough from the matzah he made in Egypt. It says, and then, in one day, all of a sudden, all of a sudden came to Moshe and said, Moshe, we haven't got there's no food. He said, Moshe, what did you eat yesterday? Everybody said, yesterday we had from the dough, leftover dough. And everybody finished on the same amount, the same time, different amount of matzah. It's a miracle. This is what we say in Agada. We don't say the sentence. You miss the whole idea of the matzah. The matzah means one thing. What does it mean? See, Ari says like this. He says, if you ask yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to eat? For what? For the food industry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made us with it inside of me. Should have a small battery. Where's the body? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. For what you have to consume food? Consuming, for what are you consuming food? He says, every food has inside it some kind of energy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have that energy inside you. Why he wants, we don't know. But when we're eating, it's not just eating the material, the taste and the smell of the food. This is energy that we get inside. A matzah is much higher. Matzah means that you get connected straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, I want to explain to you something. If you're going to eat the matzah before Pesach, it's like you're taking your fiancé the day before the wedding, and you run away with your fiancé, and you get married by yourself with a girl, and then you say, you know what, I'm going to come to the hall in the night. He says, why couldn't you wait for the hall? And then you make over the chuppah nicely with the rabbi. He says, no, I didn't want to wait. I have to wait for the night. No, I got married during the day, and I ran away with my wife. I arrived at night to the hall. Says the Gemara, that example is exactly when you eat matzah the day before Pesach. He says, what's the comparison? What do you mean, you eat the matzah for Pesach? It's like you take your fiancé. Yeah, says the Gemara, they should know the power of the matzah. When you have the matzah, at night, you know what you have. It says, you're getting connected. You get connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the power of the matzah. That's called the matzah of redemption. This is called Geula. It's called redemption. It says, what is Geula? You get connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You get connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is redemption. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come out. I said, he wants to come out. I said, how are you going to come out? You're going to be like the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You be a relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say in the Tefillah every morning, I'm Krovo, hallelujah. Be a relative of Hashem. Hashem wants you. This is a tool. It's called, the Zohar said, this is called that you believe 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's some kind of medicine to our brain, to our heart, that we connect ourselves to Hashem. We go. We left Egypt. He said, did you pack a bag? I said, you have children, you have grandchildren, you have elderly people. I said, okay, Exodus, you're leaving. Okay. What's going to be tomorrow? Excuse me. What is the plan? What are you going to eat tomorrow morning? What are you going to eat next week? Where are you going? Moshe took us. Where are you going? We're going to the desert. Hopefully we'll get to Israel. I said, up to Israel. What are you going to eat? You have small children. What are you going to eat? He didn't ask no question. He said, what did we do? We took the dough. We took the dough, we put it on our head, and that dough was enough for us for 30 days, 61 meals. He says, what is this? There's a Shem inside the matzah. This is matzah. This is why in Beit HaMikdash you couldn't have chametz, only matzah. That's the power of the matzah. It's called Moraim Gdolim. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Am Yisrael. I'll show you something. So what are you going to show me? Show you what's called Chag HaMatzot. This holiday is called Chag HaMatzot. What's Matzot? Why it's Chag HaMatzot? It's the freedom. No, you don't understand. Chag HaMatzot, of course, you got free. But you know why you got free? You got free because you got connected to Hashem. It says, how far it goes that you can connect to Hashem. He says, I'll explain to you how it goes. Hashem said, I want to explain to you something. You know, the Gemara says the following. The First World War, Avraham Avinu was 48 years old. No, I'm sorry, it was 52 years old. It was four kings against five in Parshat Lech Lecha. And then the Torah says that they kidnapped the four kings were winning, and they kidnapped Lot. And they took a lot of captivity. And Abraham took Eliezer, chased them, was able to release, warned the four kings, killed them, able to get back all the people that they took as POWs, prisoners of war. The way back, the Torah says, he comes back to Eretz Israel, and he meets over there the king of Sodom. The king of Sodom tells Abraham Avinu, thank you very much. Can you give me back my people? You can keep the fortune that you were able to take back. The woman said, no, I don't need your fortune. I don't need your people. Gave me back the people. Says the Gemara, Avraham Avinu made a big mistake. Why you gave back the people? He said, take him to Yeshiva. You should convince them to become good people. Why you gave them back to Sodom? Says the Gemara, that mistake cost us 400 years of slavery in Egypt. Why? Because Avraham Avinu did not keep those people. Then what kind of punishment is this? What kind of punishment? So Avraham Avinu, the king of Sodom, said, give me back my people. He gave them. So Hashem said, why you gave them back the people? You should not have given them the people. Hold on to the people. Take them to the Shiva. Make them Balei Tshuva. Let them keep the Shiva Mitzvah of the Noach. Seven Mitzvah of the Noach. Because he didn't do it, says the Gemara, we ended up in Egypt. Avadum, we knew them about Mod Shana. He says, slavery in Egypt, somebody's going to say, why did they suffer so much, the Jewish people? He says, Grandpa, Avraham Avinu, what did he do already? Nothing. How can it be? Chaim said, no. Let me explain to you the secret of Pesach of the Matzah. Says the Gemara like this, you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, he made Adam HaRishon on this earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on purpose made it this way, and he said he's going to dwell here. That's the secret of the Mishkan that we just read in the Torah. Hashem said, "Natani Mishkani b'tochachem b'parashat b'chukotai, l'asid Mishkan v'shachanti b'tocham." Hashem said, "You know what? I love to be here next to you." Chachamim said, "We have mitzvot. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares? You do the mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah." The mitzvah that we do is only to be in a stage that Hashem can be next to us. It's not that Hashem wants us to be next to Him. Hashem loves us so much that He wants to be next to us. How much is it? How much is it? Says the Gemara, Elinu al Hashem, says the Gemara, I want to ask you a question. He says, you know, your father sleeps in his bedroom and all of a sudden he sees through the skylight his son comes. So the father screams, what do you want? He says, I want to take you safe. And if you don't give me your safe, see, I got a gun. Says the Gemara, the son might kill the father. Says the Gemara, what is going to be the opposite? The son lies in bed, and through the skylight he sees his father coming. And the son screams, what do you want, Papa? He says, I want to take you safe. Says the Gemara, but your father will never kill you, even if your father will have a gun. A father never kills a son. A son kills the father. All the news through the years, you can hear, you can see. He says, Rabbi Akiva, I saw a goy, took his father, tied his father, and gave his father as lunch to his dog. A father will never kill a son. The son kills the father. See, Chachamim, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be next to him. That's not the purpose of the mitzvot. The purpose of the mitzvot is Hashem wants to be next to us. So by keeping the mitzvot, we prepare ourselves to be clean and pure, holy and honest, that Hashem will be able to fulfill His desire. Bivnei Yisrael am krovo, hallelujah, Hashem is our relative. By, He wants to be next to us. Not that He wants us to prepare ourselves to be next to Him. Just opposite. Here, Avraham Avinu, say Chachamim, look, he was able to release people from captivity. And Hashem, says Rabbeinu Bachaye, those are the neshamot of Am Yisrael, and Avraham Avinu gave those neshamot to the king of Sodom. So what's the boo-boo? What's the problem? The problem is, Hashem wants to be next to those people. Hashem wants to be next to people that go to yeshiva. And if you become, Chas v'Shalom, a bomb, I says, that's not the sin. The sin is you did not want Hashem to be next to you. He wants to be next to you. For this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, your children are going to be slaves. He said, what did they do? What did they do? You don't understand what you did. He says, you took away my people for me. I wanted to be next to my people. When Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Paro, v'ni b'chori Yisrael, send my children. The depth of it is Hashem wants to be with us. V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. Hashem wants to be next to us. The matzah, this is the adapter, this is the wire that we tell HaKadosh, okay, now we're going to connect ourselves to you. It means you'll be next to us. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate desire when He created this world. Ikar Shechina Batachtonim. When He created this world, He said to the angels, I'm going to come visit you upstairs. I'm not going to be upstairs. I want to be downstairs. I want to be here next to my people. This is what we went down to Egypt. We went down to Egypt because Avraham Avinu did not let HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be with his children. That's what Moshe told Paro. You better release the people because Hashem wants to be next to them. He cannot be next to them in Egypt. It's called Avat Haaretz. The whole city filled with statues, Avodah Zarah, idolship. He says, it's not that Hashem wants to take us out and because Hashem wants us to do the mitzvot. Hashem wants us to be with Mila. No. If you have no Brit Mila, Hashem cannot be with you. He wants to be next to you. It's not that Hashem wants you to be next to Him. It's much, much deeper. Says the Gemara, Yoter Meshah Egel Rotzeh Linok, HaPara Rotzeh Lanik. More than when the calf wants to nurse, the cow wants to feed him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the cow. He wants to feed us. He wants to feed us. Here, Hashem, look what Hashem did. It says we came out of Egypt. It says we took some dough out. And look what happened. It says their dough became nuts on our head. And their dough was enough for 1 month. We would not have complained so much. We didn't have to go shopping and never. That's called Chag HaMatzot. So Gamliel, listen. Before you eat the matzah, and then I said that you should know what you have to have in mind. If you didn't say that, said Chachamim, you missed the whole idea. And I said, why are you having matzah? He said, listen, the Leila said that before we start the Agadah, we start, Ha'alach ma'an yad yachalav tamaratz Mitzrayim. He said, this is the bread. Start the Leila said, this is the matzah. What's so important about the matzah? He says, no, this is the matzah that our fathers ate in Egypt. When? He says, well, they had to eat over there in Korban Pesach, they ate matzah. He said, what are you talking about the matzah? He didn't even start to say the Leila Seder. He says, start, this is the matzah that our fathers ate in Egypt. He says, what difference does it make if they ate in Egypt? He doesn't understand. The whole Leila Seder is Chag HaMatzot. The whole thing runs around the matzah. Hashem said, listen, Shmartem et HaMatzot, watch the matzah. He said, no, it got a good, very good deal. It got $2 a pound. You know, it's from 10 years ago. The bread is good. This is bad. I didn't have to pay for the matzah, nothing. I said, well, Hechsher, the rabbi of Harlem, he is very strict. It's okay, listen. Don't underestimate. Before you used to the rabbi of Soho, now the rabbi of Harlem, he's 100%, you can rely on him. Don't understand, the whole power is the matzah. The power of Pesach is the matzah. It's called Chag HaMatzot. It Chag HaMatzot Yishmo, doesn't say Chag HaPesach, doesn't say Chag HaChirut, doesn't say Yom HaTzma'ut, doesn't say Chag HaFreedom, nothing. It says Chag HaMatzot. So what's the matzah? Some of you listen, you don't understand what the matzah is. The Afikoman is the matzah. This is how important the Afikoman is. That you shouldn't have anything after the Afikoman. In our time, is the matzah. I said, what is this? This is that shows the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what is the connection? Not that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's nothing for Hashem. Means Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, we do understand. We do understand that when you created this world, you wanted to dwell here. You wanted to move here. Because of Adam HaRishon, you went back upstairs. You want to be next to me. Not that you want me to be next to you. The matzah is the proof. It's the proof. Hashem loves you so much. And look, everybody took the dough out, and the dough stayed for 30 days, 61 meals. It was enough. All of Israel, millions of people ate it. So I mean, if you don't say that sentence, if you don't have it in mind, you miss the whole Pesach. And that's what Chachamim say. You should know that the Zohar says how powerful the matzah is. It's a tremendous energy inside the matzah. It says the whole food that you eat, it's just, you know, you get energy inside you. The matzah is you're getting close to Hashem. You have emunah in Hashem. Zacharti lach chesed noreich, amok lalotech, lechtech harab emadbar. He said, look, what happened? Everybody, you know, made dough, and he had a piece of matzah in Egypt, and he took the piece of dough. He said, where are you going? I'm going to Israel. He said, what are you going to have for tomorrow for breakfast? What are you going to have tomorrow evening for supper? What are you going to have the following week? We're going to Israel. What are you going to eat in Israel when you get there? When are you going to go shopping over there? What are you going to eat? He says, we had emunah. How did you get this emunah? From where you got? From the matzah, says the Zohar. The matzah gives you a belief. The matzah connects you to Hashem. Says the Zohar, Hashem heals you via the matzah. Hashem heals people. Hashem gives them parnasa. Everything is a matzah. Tari says a person should carry around himself matzah the whole year around in his pocket. That's how powerful it is. We say, hang it. Hang it. You can cancel the insurance on your house. You can cancel the insurance of the car. You can cancel the insurance of the house. You have hang up a piece of matzah at the entrance of the house. Don't need insurance. Watch it. But in one condition, that you have this in mind. This is that piece of matzah. That I look at it. What does it mean? It means that I want to be connected to Hashem because He wants to be next to me. It says you have to prepare yourself. This is the power of the mitzvot. That Hashem gives us the mitzvot. It's not Hashem wants us to keep the mitzvot, because Hashem wants to be next to you. And if you don't keep the mitzvot, you're not on that level that Hashem should be your neighbor. Says, the whole idea is to fulfill His will. His will is to be next to me. Not His will that I should be next to Him, that I should prepare myself to be next to Him. No, He wants to be next to you, but you're not qualified to it. He says, you have to purify yourself. You have to be holy. So Hashem gave us the 630 mitzvot. He says, in order for Him to be next to me. This is His conditions to be my neighbor.
He's going to be my neighbor if I do the mitzvot. It says, on Pesach, the night of Pesach, says, this is the night of Geula. It says, every night, every day, Mashiach can come. It says, the Zohar, but Mashiach can take you out only the night of Pesach. I said, why? What is this? He says, do you know the night of Pesach called? Shomer Mamilel La Shomer Mamilel. He says, the Gemara, Hashem watches the night of Pesach. Hashem wants, on Pesach, to send Mashiach. To get us out of exile to go to Israel. I said, why? Why? He said, Pesach, what is the reason behind it? He says, the Zohar, because of the matzah. Because when you chew on the matzah, that you have to have it, there you have to have the mind. Why am I doing knife? Hashem cares less if you eat matzah. No, the matzah has a special energy inside it. That's why in Beit HaMikdash you want a lot of chametz. Everything in Beit HaMikdash was matzah. Because it means connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He will be next to you. He'll be next to me. So, He can take us to Yerushalayim. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's place. And so that's where Mashiach is going to come, the night of Pesach. But everything is because of the matzah. Therefore, Chachamim say, he says, be careful, the matzah, be careful. So when the time you harvest the matzah, Mishat Ksirah, it says, it's called matzah shmura. It says, try only matzah shmura, matzah shmura. What matzah shmura? It means, they watched the wheat already. When they harvest the wheat, they watched it all the time after they ground it. They watch it. What do you mean to watch it? What's to watch it? Because you don't understand. That's the truth behind the whole creation. Matzah will let you fulfill Hashem's desire that He should be next to you. Like you're calling a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Torah says all the time. It says the angels came to Avraham Avinu. It was also the day before Pesach. Avraham Avinu told Sarah, go, Mari, Shlos Seim Kemach, Solet Lu Shiva Siyu God. Mari, Avraham says, Mari, quickly. I said, Avraham Avinu, don't rush me. Why are you rushing me? You don't understand. He told her, Ma'ari, when you mix the dough and the water, you have to hurry up. It should not become chametz. Just what is this? When was it? This was the day before Pesach, or the day of Pesach, that Yitzchak Avinu was born. I says, that matzot, the matzot, matzah. I says, the angels came to Lot, was the second day of Pesach. Second day of Pesach, matzot, afa v'yochelu. It's matzah, shows, not because I eat matzah, because Hashem said I eat matzah. Hashem says to eat matzah because Hashem wants to know if you want Him next to you. That's what Hashem wants to see. Because Hashem said you can't have chametz. No chametz Pesach. Somebody chametz karet. I said, what's the big deal? Somebody likes to have. I have matzah. I have a pita also. You don't understand. Matzah is to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to be next to me. In Beit HaMikdash there was no chametz. There's only matzah. He says if you have chametz or Pesach, it means you don't want to fulfill Hashem's will. He says that's exactly what happened to Avraham Avinu. For this, we went down to Egypt. Because Avraham Avinu gave the people back to the king of Sodom. He said, what do you mean he gave the people back to Sodom? I want to be next to the people. No, I want to be next to them. That's the whole idea of the matzah. That's what Chachamim say. When Yaakov Avinu went to get the bracha from Yitzchak Avinu, it was also night of Pesach. Rivka made bread. So some people say, the bread is called matzah as well. It says, to show Yitzchak is going to give a blessing. On the night of Pesach, to Esau, to Yaakov, it says, because he gave him matzah. He gave him matzah. It means, you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, I want you to be next to me because that's what you want. That's how we fulfill. That's the Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, if he didn't say that on Pesach, he did not do the mitzvah right. That says, that's called Chag HaMatzot. Hashem should help us be able to feel His will to be next to us. Mashiach Kam Rabbi Amin. Amen. I don't know much of the stuff that I'm going to say, but I have one sort of